Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. The Worcester Public Schools does not have a Teach for America program, but the Research Bureau thinks that it should. Teach for America recruits recent college graduates to make a two-year commitment to teach in low-income rural and urban public school districts. It is highly selective. Of the record 48,000 individuals that applied in 2011, only 14% were accepted. Teach for America believes that its teachers make a difference in two ways, through their work in the classroom and, in the longer term, by becoming leaders that drive systemic change in public education. Teach for America is controversial. The most articulate critic of Teach for America is Linda Darling Hammond, a professor at Stanford University who was at one time in the running to be President Obama's Secretary of Education. She advances three different arguments against the program. First, Teach for America teachers are unprofessional. And to improve teacher quality, we must improve teacher training and preparation in this country. We need less amateurism in public schools, not more. Second, Teach for America teachers don't tend to teach for much longer than their two-year commitment. Third, Teach for America teachers don't boost standardized test scores, or not very much. Let's take this last criticism first. I agree that Teach for America's effect on standardized test scores is respectable, but not amazing. But let's be clear about how this works. America still has a teacher shortage problem. The teacher supply nationwide is ample, but distributed inefficiently. Some districts and subject areas are overstaffed, and others are understaffed. This is where Teach for America comes in. They provide districts with what they need. They come on your terms. Some of Teach for America's strongest results are in math and science, which are traditionally among the most understaffed areas. I would also note that Teach for America's approval ratings among principals are extremely high. If Teach for America is so bad, why is it so popular? Why has it managed to expand so rapidly? Second, regarding the lack of professionalism charge, what some call Teach for America's amateurism, I would call it spirit of service. Teach for America has breathed new life into the old idea that working for the government is public service. Doesn't it speak well of our country that Teach for America has come to rival Wall Street as one of the most coveted jobs for Ivy League grads? To reemphasize, we're talking about highly talented individuals who could easily opt for a much better paid path than teaching. Wendy Kopp, the founder of Teach for America, is a strong believer in what she calls the power of inexperience. Professionalism can sometimes breed fatalism. The most serious criticism of Teach for America is the second one, regarding its high attrition rate. Less than 20% of Teach for America members remain in the teaching profession. But Teach for America sees itself just as much as a leadership training program as a supplier of teachers. The majority of Teach for America alumni do stay in the field of education, if not as teachers, then in some other capacity. Many of America's most influential and highly respected leaders in K-12 public education are Teach for America alumni. And as for Worcester, whether it's a question of economic growth or improving its public schools, Worcester needs to attract help, talented help, from the outside. It also needs to retain the talent that it already has. Far too many graduates of Holy Cross, WPI, and other local colleges leave town to pursue opportunities elsewhere. In 2011, 17 Holy Cross grads were hired by Teach for America. In the same year, by contrast, the Worcester Public Schools only hired 3 new teachers from Holy Cross. Does this situation strike you as absurd? Then you are probably sympathetic to the notion of Teach for America in Worcester. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.